Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 25 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and as you may notice, my voice is a bit weird sounding this week, because I've had the cold for the last 4 days, so this is going to be a slightly shorter episode than usual, probably, because I'm not in a top-notch shape at the moment. But I will be talking about gold making in World of Warcraft. We'll be going through my week, a little bit about the game, actually not that much about the game, because there isn't much happening with the game, and we'll be covering the PTR and patch 8.15 in a future episode. And then we will have this week's discussion point, where I'll talk a little bit about how I got my start in gold making. This is something I'm not sure if I've written out this story before, but it's a story about the first gold-making method I ever learned, which is quite a long time ago. So I think that's going to be interesting. As usual, keep in mind that you can participate in the podcast by becoming a $10 or more patron on patreon.com. You get the opportunity to ask a question, and I'll answer it every week. Or I'll answer the top 2-3 questions once I get them. But let's go into my week. So, as usual, I am now focusing on my multi-realm flipping operation and trying to get my BOE flipping operation up to full speed. This week, it looks like I'm approaching that level. I had much better sales, and I spent a little less gold than I did than I have done lately, which is good. I spent about 1.6 million gold on POEs this week, which, while certainly a lot of gold, is less crazy than like the 5 or 3.5 or whatever I did the week before that. And that's nice. I made about 1.9 million gold in total sales, so that should put me at like a very slight profit. I did spend gold on some other markets than POEs, most notably materials. So probably I'm like just about at break even. Out of that 1.9 million worth of sales, 1.4 is from BOE sales, which means that I had a net loss of about 200k in the BOE market this week, which seems to indicate that I'm approaching the point where I have enough stock posted on the auction house that I get like fairly steady sales. That being said, I haven't collected all of my mailboxes this weekend, so there are probably sales that I haven't collected, which means that I'm probably slightly profitable, actually. I'm not. We're just counting the ones that I've actually counted. Hopefully, this means that I can start seeing some profitable weeks in the BOE market going forward. Hopefully this coming week will be good, and we'll sell some more stuff, and we'll spend some more, but hopefully less than we gain from sales. So that's pretty nice. As for the game, we've started getting some more news about patch 8.15 or 8.1.5. With PTR builds being pushed out, etc. Since I have the cold, I'm not going to dive into that this week at all. But I will be taking a deeper look at the PTR changes in a future episode, maybe next week or the week after that. It depends a little bit on how my schedule works out. But we'll start looking at the PTR changes and talking about those in more detail, because as usual, that's very interesting to look at. So that's something we'll have to take later. So let's just dive into the discussion point this week. Now, I'll be going back, taking you all back to when I started playing the game, and talking about the first gold making method that I ever learned, how that worked, and it's a method that most of you are probably familiar with by now. Not that specific variation, but it's a very popular one. It's an enchanting shuffle where you crafted a tailoring item, tons of it, and then disenchanted it and sold the materials, which is pretty cool. And this was way back in Burning Crusade. Now, you may or may not be aware that I've played World of Warcraft since vanilla. I didn't start at launch, but I started playing around a little later than the Blackwing Lair patch, which I haven't checked out like exactly when was, probably 6 months to a year after launch, I'd guesstimate that I started playing World of Warcraft. And I haven't had an active subscription since then. I've played a little bit, at least, in every expansion, but in very different amounts. But we are going back into Burning Crusade, which is where I learned my first gold-making method, which I actually learned from one of my real-life friends that was also playing the game. Now, back in the day, he had used this method to generate like 30,000 gold, which was insane for me at the time. Because back then, epic flying mounts would cost you 5,000 gold, or the flying skill, I believe. I don't remember, but it was 5,000 gold, and I could not afford that. I was dreaming of being able to afford that. And this guy had used the shuffle to generate 30k gold. I was like, that's crazy. But then he taught me what he was doing, and that turned out to be my ticket into the economic side of the game, and I've obviously never looked back. So that's really fun. So what he taught me was the shuffle where you turn Mage Weave cloth into Vision Dust and Nether Essences. To do this, you needed to get the Recipe White Bandit Mask, which is a BOE world drop. So you needed to buy that from the auction house. So it was a little bit of an investment, because that recipe is actually fairly popular, because the bandit mask is pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. And people wanted that because they wanted to look cool, obviously. But it was super well worth the investment at the time. Vision Dust used to be a major roadblock in terms of leveling enchanting. And it was always heavily in demand for that reason. And the same goes for the Nether Essences. So the Nether Essences are the essence part of the disenchanting yields from the White Bandit Masks. In most of the old expansions, there's usually been like one dust type of material and one essence type of material, and then some like shards and whatever for the rare and the epic tiers of material. That's not the case in Legion, or in BFA. It wasn't the case in Legion either, because they removed essences from the game for some reason. But that's the way it was. And both of these like materials were really valuable. So I would typically buy like Mage Weave cloth up to one gold per Mage Weave, and I could get a lot of Mage Weave that way. And you would typically sell Nether Essences for like 15 gold each, the greater one, and Vision Dust would sell for like between 4 to 8 gold each. And I think the ratio was something like 5 Mage Weave cloth to like 3.5 or 3 Vision Dust on average, which was like a crazy profit margin. It was absolutely crazy. It was one of the coolest methods or gold making methods that has been in the game. One of the coolest shuffles, I think. It was just a really well designed shuffle, or it worked really well. Probably wasn't designed to be like a specific shuffle, but it was really cool. So I did that a lot. I actually even wrote a post about it when I wrote a post about old world shuffles. But that's what got me started. And then once I've done this for a while, I started just reading up on the gold making side of the game. I started reading all of the bloggers at the time. I started crafting glyphs, which was all the rage in Wrath of the Lich King when they came on the market. Everyone was like, holy shit, you can make so much gold crafting glyphs. So I did that, as did everyone else. So that market was like ridiculously cutthroat competitive, but it was really fun. It made a lot of gold, had a lot of fun. And then I just kept making gold throughout Wrath of the Lich King. I didn't play much for Cataclysm, but I did play a little bit, and I did dip my toes into one of the most ridiculous shuffles the game has ever seen, which I don't remember which of the ores it was. I think it was Obsidian Ores, but it could have been one of the others. Maybe Eternium. Yeah, maybe it was Eternium Ore, but it doesn't matter. The point was you could actually buy Eternium Ore in bulk, just prospect at all and vendor the uncommon gems and you'd be in a profit. And then all of the rare gems would just be pure profit, which was stupid. It was one of the most... if they had kept that in the game for a long time, it would have been crazy inflationary. But they patched it out fairly quickly. So then, I didn't play much of Cataclysm, as I said. But then in Mists of Pandaria was when I like really got my gold-making empire started. In Mists of Pandaria, I had like a ton of vaults, and I had a huge crafting empire where I would like, I would buy ore, ghost iron ore, I would prospect it, I would craft the various uncommon rings with like the uncommon gems, and I would disenchant all of those. I would turn the enchanting materials into enchants, and then I would craft tons of PvP gear, and I would craft tons of gems, and I would just do everything. Everything, and I made so much gold. I was so rich in Mists of Pandaria. I'm much richer now, but I felt really rich for the first time, and it was so fun. I remember like getting a 30k gold mailbox and just feeling so good on a raid reset day. And then ever since then, I've mostly focused on the gold making part of the game. Played a lot of Legion, played a lot of BFA, didn't play a lot of Warlords of Draenor because I didn't enjoy that at all. I quit within the first month, but Warlords of Draenor did eventually have some pretty cool gold making methods. Not my favorite though. So that's sort of my story. And based on that, like from that one single moment where I learned my first gold making method, I was reading a lot about gold making for a while to learn it. And then I've been experimenting a ton. I've been trying so many different things. And now I'm at the point where I'm fairly good at it and I can, for the most part, build up my operations and my understanding of gold making just from my understanding of the game. So that's really fun. And now I'm obviously trying to help you guys get there as well. Because someone gave me a leg up in the beginning. And that was really important. Without that, I wouldn't have made it into the gold-making part of the game. So I'm trying to give as many as possible of you guys your first leg up into gold-making. Anyway, that is going to be it for me this week. It's a bit of a shorter episode, but as you can probably still hear, I have a crazy cold going, and my head is actually killing me. Hopefully you still enjoyed it. I may do some more podcasts where I talk about some of the stuff I've done, because I think that might be interesting. If you want to hear more about that, please let me know. Now, if you want to read more about gold making, you should head to the blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. And if you enjoy the show so much that you want to support it, then head to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker and make your pledge there, and you'll get early access and tons of other cool stuff. Now I'm going to head to bed, and I hope all of you have a very profitable week. Good night, guys.